This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and all talking about olives and martinis and twists and things. Mm-hmm. I think we'll start the hour off with that.
Is it bad to say I want a martini? Jen was perhaps talking whipping about up a while.
The air. Yeah. Time of the day, perhaps
it's a breakfast teeny.
Yeah,
breakfast teeny. Yes,
teeny I would call breakfast. It breakfast wine. You know, mm-hmm. So why not a breakfast teeny?
Right, very good. Well, when I jumped into the conversation, I heard them talking about tapas or something like that, and I thought they said topless. So I imagine that...
Typical man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Typical entrepreneur. You know, there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in business for themselves. Jennifer's in business for himself. In a sense, we all are in a way, but some people carry it to an extreme. I guess I'm an example of that. You like to have your own business because what you think is you're going to get more time, more money, more freedom. Take it from me. And Jennifer.
That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
No time, no money, and no freedom. That's what it is. Congratulations. But you're on your own. Yeah?
But you're living the dream, so congratulations.
Yes, right. Yes. Da-da-da-da-da-dun. We were talking, not that I'm loath often to refer to something we were talking about before, so I'll start this. It's a quick conversation, in fact. We were talking about the fellow on Jeopardy. No spoiler here. This week, he's gone. Kafui, kaplui, done, gone. The woman who beat him was a librarian. Did you know that?
I did see that, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah. Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN.
Love a librarian.
In Roseburg, Oregon, listens very carefully and intently
to
our program.
We have to get her out more. I know.
I'm just saying it for you.
But when she does go out, Jen, she throws axes. So, I don't know.
Why
don't
oh, we, that's right. What happened in that deal? Who won the axe throwing contest?
We have to plan a girls' trip or something.
Well, I have one hand now, so that's very exciting. So you'll know that I'm running the board with one hand.
Really? Congratulations.
No, it was very fun. It was not as crazy as you guys would expect. They basically just have two targets, and they teach you how to throw an axe with one hand and two hands, and then we played some games against each other. And I was not as good as...
This is a bachelorette party.
Yeah, well, one of my friends liked it so much, she's getting married next year. She wants to have a... bachelor versus bachelorette party with the men versus women.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
Very exciting.
Uh-huh. Sounds very exciting. Anyway, I want to thank, we have all these listeners that listen very carefully. You think sometimes people aren't listening that carefully or they're busy doing other things? Well, as is noted here, when getting into something and talking about it, if we leave something out or make a mistake, it's nice to be caught. Because I don't want information to not be correct, but I do think a librarian, isn't it interesting, a librarian, is that the power of knowledge in the hands of the mind of the librarian? Do you think that's where that comes from? Is that why this person is a librarian? Because of the curiosity that one shows, and can you find out all you need to know in the library? Most people don't even go to libraries anymore.
Kara's the only one I know who does.
Fascinating places. I remember a kid.
I think that, probably curiosity is probably one of the reasons why she's a librarian. But obviously there are tons of people on the show. James Holzhauer, who is the guy who'd been winning a ton, was not even close to a librarian. He had lots of knowledge. So, you know, you can find
it
other places.
About? He went to the Library of Vegas.
I know that's the library Jen likes to go to.
You know what I found? The first thing I ever found out in the library, I was doing a project. And I was probably in the third or fourth, fifth grade. We used to go to the library every Monday afternoon. The lady from the library would come over to school and walk us across the street and go to the library. I remember that I first learned, I had a horrible time with I before E. I've talked about that before with friends and neighbors and stuff. But I learned about homonyms and synonyms and antonyms and that sort of thing. Words like there. There are three theres. T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E, and T-H-E-Y, apostrophe R-E. And what fascinating reality that is in terms of what the, you know, the language is all about. Our language is very difficult. You're all chuckling at me because I'm off on some toots today, but I find...
I just thought fascinating was an interesting choice. That's
what, for understanding the difference between there,
the
there, and
theirs.
There? Yeah. Yeah. The three theres, as opposed to the three bears. All right, Jennifer, now that you've had your chuckle on, I guess because of me, you may proceed, please, with the lead story from your perspective this half hour.
Well, we need Kara to help us through this one because this guy, I don't know, you know, I try to find these stories that trend in certain areas of the country so that we can, you know, explore them nationally.
Yes.
And the Baltimore mayor has been trending. Did you hear about this suggestion that he made yesterday? The other day.
It was a woman.
The
woman
the acting resigned, mayor, right?
Yeah.
It's the acting mayor. Yeah. Right. Okay. So apparently this teenager was killed, and there were four others who were injured in shootings in Baltimore over the weekend. So the mayor, who is the acting mayor, Bernard Jack Young is his name. People call, his friends call him Jack, suggested kind of an unconventional approach to preventing gun violence. He said that mediation is one option to settle disputes that might otherwise erupt into shootings that plague the city. Another alternative, he said, lace up some boxing gloves and slug it out. That was the suggestion from the mayor. He said, if they really want to settle things, we can have them down at the Civic Center, put a boxing ring up, let them go and box it out, and those kinds of things. He said, may the best man win and the beef should be over. Those are some of the kinds of things I'm thinking about and hoping that we can get people to put down their guns. The mayor, the mayor's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, and the city councilman, Robert Stokes, joined hundreds of people in this Walk by Faith Ministries event, which was held this past Sunday, and they kicked off the Baltimore United Rally Against Gun Violence, sponsored by the city. They had recruitment tents and tables set up with churches and, you know, politicians out there, and, of course, different services that are offered. But in this prelude to the rally, the mayor made these words, and I started thinking about it. First, it seems ridiculous when you see the headline that the mayor suggests duking it out in a boxing match. But you have so many angry young people that think the only thing that they can do is pick up a weapon or go after each other in that way. Maybe the days of, like, the strongman competitions that that used to happen in southern towns all over the place. I remember my family used to go to these things where people could air out their grievances. Maybe this is a thing that we should be doing. Does that get out the aggression?
Maybe, but I think the mayor has...
I don't know. I think it's not a terrible idea.
I also think that if the mayor did other things to, I don't know, maybe improve the school system so they all had heating and air conditioning, kids would stay in school, and then they would have, like, gym class where they could get some of that aggression out, and they could actually become educated, and then they could get jobs, and they wouldn't just be sitting at home doing nothing. So, I don't know. I think there are so many issues in Baltimore City that just adding a boxing ring to the convention center is maybe not the solution to all the problems.
Here's Martin Luther King Jr. Visited Baltimore once said the following: we need leaders not in love with money but in love with justice, not in love with publicity but in love with humanity. On a visit to, I thought that was interesting. We need leaders.
I think it's still accurate today.
Yeah, it's very accurate today, as a matter of fact. And I just posted. I posted this in my personal.
It's pretty good.
Page.
I like it.
I'll send this to, we'll post it over on the facebook.com/DJV show page. Mark Twain said, politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. Excuse me. Okay.
Did we say politicians and diapers or politicians in diapers?
Yeah.
No. Well, maybe a little of both. Politicians and diapers.
That applies to some, I'm pretty sure.
They're so old.
15 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Offer cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache, like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is a reflection, if you will. Mount Holyoke was the first of the seven sister colleges to accept transgender women a couple of years ago. They have scrapped plans to update their official logo after students say a Venus sign in the new design might be seen as a slight toward transgender people. Feminine twist to the logo, which would have made Venus part of the letters H and C, appears to imply that no transgender or non-binary people ever attended this all-women's liberal arts school. Some of the alumni said that there is a problem with that. Is this going too far with this stuff?
You know, it's
this sticky, wicked stuff.
You know, it's interesting. My friend's aunt was the president of Mount Holyoke, and when she's the one who she had to campaign with the alumni board, and she's the one basically who cleared the way for transgender women to go to Mount Holyoke. So yeah. I know that she's no longer the president there. She moved on to another school, but this was a really big deal, and surprisingly, the alumni was very much for it. So I don't know who has an issue with the logo. Is it current students, or
yes,
is someone just being extra PC that's not technically transgender?
Well, I think that they're worried about how it looks. If it's too all-encompassing, I would get that from the comments made here. The Venus symbol consists of a circle with a small cross below it, originated in late antiquity, an astrological symbol for the planet Venus, associated with the goddess Venus. And so is that too much feminine? I just wonder when I look at these things whether we've gone too far in trying to make things comfortable for everybody. 21 after the hour on the DJB program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes.
Still got it.
I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time?
I'll take your words away. 86 he is, right? Enough.
I'll try to make them.
Still sounds good.
Yep, sure does. I'm not. There's just something about Willie Nelson that captures my imagination. Come on, Time's name of the new song. One night not long ago, Willie wrote a song, some lyrics about mortality, and sent them off to his producer, collaborator, Buddy Cannon. And this is what he wrote. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? Come on, time, you sure have put me in my place. Story is just one in Nelson's Ride Me Back Home trailer, which details the making of his new album, which comes out 21st of this month. Nelson, at his Luck, Texas ranch, describes the title of the album as being inspired by the horses he's rescued from slaughter. I'm beginning to do that with cows. I don't know if I told you that or not. I started a sanctuary for cows this spring on the farm.
That's great.
And that's what he's doing with horses. He also says his cover of Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You might be his favorite song on the album. My Favorite Picture of You.
It's bent and it's faded and it's pinned my wall. Oh, and you were so angry, it's hard to believe that we were lovers at all.
What a great wave. That's so true, isn't it, huh?
There's a fire in your eyes.
It's still, that love is, what's the old expression, fine line between love and hate. Typical of Willie's sense of humor, he included a track with his two sons, Lucas and Micah, called Hard to Be Humble When You're Perfect in Every Way.
I saw that the song hasn't been released yet, but there's a little clip of it in this trailer, and it is just, it's so typical of Willie's sense of humor. It's really a cheeky, fun song.
His kids seem to really like him, too, it would seem. By the way, Willie's kicking off his Outlaw Music Festival in Bangor, Maine, the 14th of this month, which is a week from Thursday. The tour includes dates with Phil Lesh and friends, Alison Krauss, and some more people as well. I'd like to see that. I've always liked this guy. Always have liked him. Other country music news, Randy Travis is getting candid in a memoir. Remember, he suffered a stroke. What was it? 5 years, 4 years ago? 2013?
Yeah.
6 years ago. More than a month after he suffered that near fatal stroke, doctors were not hopeful about his recovery. Complications piled up, collapsed lung, infections. He was in near comatose state. His doctors told his girlfriend then it would be a matter of time before he just died, heart stopped. Mary Travis would later marry Randy a couple of years later in 2015. Randy, who has aphasia, which is a condition that limits your ability to speak and give interviews, reveals his painful months-long recovery from the stroke in a new memoir, which chronicles his rise to fame in very candid terms, candid detail. Called Forever and Ever, Amen, the memoir of music, faith, and braving the storms of life. I'd like to read this. I don't read a lot of books, but I'd like to read this. Reveals his highs and lows from platinum albums and Grammy Awards to his arrest for driving under the influence and his divorce from his previous wife and manager. He's been in movies. He's
apparently she took a lot of his money, too, the ex-wife.
Yeah. Well,
he had a lot of financial problems, too.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, good luck to him. Good thoughts. Send him good thoughts and goodwill. That goes a long way. You know, the power of prayer, power of common thought. I got a lot. I like him. Randy Travis in our focus here.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May are sitting down at this hour for a London meeting at number 10 Downing Street. The two leaders expected to hold a joint news conference after the meeting is over. Queen Elizabeth honoring President Trump and First Lady Melania with a formal state banquet at Buckingham Palace last night, where the Queen said,
"Tonight we celebrate an alliance that has helped to ensure the safety and prosperity of both our peoples for decades."
A court hearing will happen today focused on whether Missouri's last abortion clinic can stay open. Planned Parenthood of Missouri asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the St. Louis clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. State officials refusing to renew the clinic's license last week, but a judge granted a temporary restraining order keeping it open. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the DJV program, working with these ladies is not like work at all. It's fun. Doug Steffen, having fun with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Just three of the people who have contributed a dollar. And the first million people who send me a dollar will get a copy of my new book, How to Become a Millionaire Using Social Media. You can send it along to Doug at Doug's. You know, you can send me a post. You know.
All right, Tammy Faye.
Doesn't
settle
sketchy
down
at all.
Yeah.
Are you trying to qualify for the Democratic debate or something? That's what they're all doing. Just send me 5 cents and.
send me a nickel. The state of Illinois set to become the 11th state to legalize recreational weed. It sounds better when you say recreational marijuana. Even better if you say recreational cannabis, don't you think? Illinois House passed legislation that could make it the 11th state, along with Washington, D.C., to legalize recreational marijuana. The House gave passage of the bill 66 to 47. State becomes the second to legalize marijuana through legislation as opposed to a ballot measure if the governor signs the bill. The bill would allow residents to have up to 30 grams, non-residents up to 15 grams. Also allows the governor to pardon anybody with a conviction of possession under 30 grams. What difference does it make whether it's 30 grams?
Well, because if you get over 30 grams, then you get into the territory of you're intending to deal it. And right. so if it's personal use under 30 grams, I agree with that.
Are they going to have recreational stores?
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, it would be just like, what do they have in Massachusetts? You've got dispensaries and stores, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. We're opening up 6 of them in Framingham. And now with the new law, the bill in Illinois, sponsors are saying it's expected to bring $57 million in revenue for the state when the law goes into effect. This brings so much money into the more than that is going to come into the state of Massachusetts from selling recreational marijuana.
You've got all the colleges.
Like, right, yeah. Well...
Don't get excited, though. It might. But in California, they've been crying because legalized marijuana has not been bringing in the money they thought it would, because everybody in California who smoked marijuana probably already had a dealer or a dispensary, and they're still using those places instead of going to recreational stores. Mm. And that's been a real problem in California. They've actually been cracking down on people growing marijuana because they're so upset that people aren't buying it through the legal stores.
Well, everyone in California has a medical card, so you don't need it.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Because it was so easy.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, I'm going to be doing cannabis growing on my farm, and there is it's different maybe here in Massachusetts, although the focus, in interesting way, is not on the cannabis, but on the hemp. Because it's so much more, there's no cloud, pardon the pun, around it. It is so clearly a great medicinal impact, or has a great medicinal impact on people. I thought it was interesting, the Food and Drug Administration holding hearings to assess the safety and efficacy of some of these new CBD products. The goal, they say, of the hearing is to, quote, identify and collate all available data to help us answer questions in order to make sure the American public is protected, including the extent CBD is being introduced into our food supply or other common consumer products. This is like anything else. When it gets a good rep, everybody's trying to get in on it, and some of the CBD stuff is junk. It's not of any value at all.
There are some brands out there, and you have to be really careful of what CBD oil you buy, because some of the brands have done third-party testing, and that's fine, and they're up on that. But other brands are just absolute junk. It's a bunch of coconut oil and really no CBD even in it, and people are spending sometimes $60 a bottle on it for the little liquid droppers. Something definitely has to be done. I'm not a huge fan of regulation, but this is something that I think is important. It's like the supplement labeling, too. You don't really even know. You have to find a really trusted source for your supplements, too.
You can get this stuff in chocolate now, dog food. Has it every... And the levels of CBD are important. I think we have a sponsor here, I know we do, that touts its own CBD. I have it in capsule form from a trusted source that I take and give to Daisy every day, especially when I want to go to sleep. The other things, rubbing it on parts of your body that are sore, good for that. It's healthy for a lot of your organs. But you got to have, as Victoria said, you got to have a good trusted source.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just junk. You're kidding yourself. Meanwhile, speaking of Victoria, what do you have as a lead here?
I've got one quick entertainment story that is probably going to make you very happy. Patrick J. Adams, who is one of the stars of Suits on USA, he plays the character Mike Ross. He has just announced that he is returning to the show for the final season. So there are a lot of Suits fans are very happy about that. Now, obviously, his wife is Meghan Markle on the show. She will not be returning.
No.
But I'm not sure about the plot or how. If maybe are they still together, or are they going to acknowledge her character? I don't know, but he's going to be back for the final, the whole season. So there was a lot of speculation who.
And they're
return.
Doing another show that's a spin-off of it as well. I think that may have already started, in fact.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the lead stories that's trending right now is Alex Rodriguez, and the reason is because he's finally actually addressed the issue of that picture of him sitting on the throne in his apartment, and it was taken through a window of a nearby office building. The picture went viral immediately, and so he was on Good Day New York yesterday on Fox, and he talked about he's not going to sue, but he said the The one thing is, I actually do my best thinking there. So he said, I wasn't ready for the picture. It is what it is. I have to invest in some good blinds. And he said, I think that that's going to be my next move. So he has been exploring some legal options. However, New York City is one of those places, because everybody lives on top of each other, there are very lenient privacy laws. So there's really not much he can do legally, but buy some blinds.
Someone? I mean, he had a 6-foot-tall glass window that he was sitting right in front of going to the bathroom. How can you sue someone for taking a picture when you can, I mean, you could see easily in. It's not like they were trying to take a sneaky picture.
It didn't need to be a long lens.
No.
I think it was someone just with an iPhone that just snapped a picture. But,
That's very good. You covered it, Victoria. Nice job. The next focus is going to be where to get good ice cream. I think you will find this interesting. There's a method to my madness here. Stick around, you'll find out what it is. 42 past the hour on the DJB program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Studies show that our brain gets tired in about 1 to 2 hours of focused activity, so a lot of people are walking around with a tired brain.
Dr. Amit Sood is the author of the Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living. He says giving your brain short breaks boosts efficiency and promotes creativity.
If you can capture those 3 or 5 minutes, you really get fresh.
And if shifting to a lower gear seems difficult at first, Dr. Sood offers this simple mind-quieting technique.
There's an exercise in our program, we call it FOND exercise, which is find one new detail.
Search familiar surroundings until you detect something you've never noticed. Find one new detail.
I guarantee you'll be able to find something new, and that puts you into a discovery mode. We are, by design, a curious species, and curiosity leads to creativity, and both of them are associated with sort of release of dopamine and a sense of joy.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here, one of the country's foremost experts in ice cream. So this is going to be a good conversation with Dr. Maya Warren, who is a food scientist, shares the science with us behind ice cream and what some of the new flavors are. In full disclosure, Dr. Warren, if you go to the website Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, or to Eastley, Facebook.com/EastleyFarm, you would see the story of my farm and the ice cream that I serve there. It's just a local. I've grown up understanding ice cream and have become quite a connoisseur of it. So I'm interested in finding out. This is going to be a great help to a lot of the audience because we all love it, but we don't know where it comes from. So you're actually on site, right, in the Cold Stone Creamery Test Kitchen in Arizona. Is that where you are? I am indeed.
You're definitely right. It's so much fun. I love ice cream.
Yeah, well, it's good to love it and have it as part of your work. There's nothing better than that under the circumstances.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, right. So you have a PhD in food science. So that makes you able to figure all of this stuff out pretty well.
Yes.
June is National Dairy Month, so we focus on the good treats, the science behind the flavors. Let's talk a little bit first, though, before we talk about flavors. How is ice cream? Let's stick it to the basics. How is ice cream made? Explain to the audience how we come to this fabulous treat.
So ice cream is made, actually, it's pretty simple. It takes, you know, pretty simple ingredients in terms of your cream, your milk, you know, some sugar, some, you know, some flavors, of course, maybe a little bit of skim milk or non-fat dry milk. And you know, blend everything together to be able to create an actual, in our case, at Cold Stone Creamery, a super premium ice cream product that is key when it comes to making sure that the ice cream mix freezes properly so that when it comes out of the actual freezer, it comes out as ice cream and not just ice. So there's actually a really big chemical balance or actual balance when it comes to the product itself. So it's a really fun science behind ice cream. And in terms of mix, it's actually pretty simple. But there's some key things that I can't quite give away about our product because it's, of course, proprietary that makes it so rich, so creamy, so decadent, so smooth. And I hope you're salivating already because I am.
I love ice cream for breakfast. I could tell you all those things, but that'd be the spoiler alert. I don't want to spoil that. One of the things that is amazing, Victoria, is the average American consumes 23 pounds of ice cream a year. Do you know that? 23 pounds of ice cream a year. And I think in the summertime, more often than any other time, I think it's great any time. But it becomes it becomes a great, a source of pleasure when it's hot. And each year we wonder about new flavors. Who's going to create the new flavor? What does it take to enjoy new flavors? What do we get? How do you make them? How do you come up with the ideas?
So when it comes to making new flavors, it's actually quite a long process, and inspiration comes from all different places. So whether we're going to fine dining restaurants or different food conferences and shows around the U.S. or even around the globe, traveling internationally is definitely a big part of what I do. And I get inspiration from anywhere and everywhere that I can, whether it's the grocery store shelves or somewhere off the street in Dubai or in Delhi, or you know, it's actually quite inspiring. You never know where a new flavor might come from, but one of the beautiful things about when it comes to getting a great flavor, it's about being able to make sure it's balanced and making sure that people, whether you're going from all the way from Washington or into Idaho or all the way to New York, that people across the world, across the U.S., will love the product. And so one key thing about that is making sure that you're balancing it with salt. A little salt actually helps, and it goes a long way to elevate flavor. And in general, people, we have about 10,000 unique taste buds on our tongue. So that's a very important thing to know, that when we're tasting things, to make sure that it's as balanced as possible, because everyone's going to taste it a little differently. And so it's really important to make sure that it tastes properly.
So number one most popular topping for ice cream, no matter what the flavor, is chocolate, right?
It's the most, definitely. And we are doing something right now with chocolate that is absolutely beyond wonderful. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at Cold Stone Creamery, they're absolutely amazing.
Yum. ColdStoneCreamery.com. Check it out there. Sounds like a good time. 10 before the hour here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740.
800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Well, this is universal information, not proprietary. I do so many different programs. Sometimes I forget where I am or where I'm going here. Health is a big part of the service that I offer and we offer on the various programs. And one of the people who helps me bring it to you is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is just loaded with all kinds of things that will help you. It's a perspective on your health and well-being that certainly is to be consumed, to be understood, to be praised. How about that, Jack, huh? Get on to it.
Well, I like the praised part.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. I know you do. So we've been talking about CBD oil, CBD products, hemp extracts, all that sort of thing. So why don't I go to you, because this is a subject that's very, very important these days, whether or not you're getting good material, whether you're getting good. If it says CBD, how do you know the quality? Government's looking into it, as you may have heard me saying. So how does the good stuff work to help us in terms of our health, our stress levels, all of that sort of thing? I know you have strong feelings about this and lots of information to back it up.
Well, certainly. There's numerous studies showing it improves anxiety, cognitive functions, epilepsy. We have parents with children in our clinic with epileptic problems for whatever cause, but CBD helps to calm that down considerably. It even is helping with the associated pain with multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, other kinds of health problems. But like anything else that's made by nature that man gets involved with, you got to read the labels because, you know, as you guys were talking about earlier, there are some counterfeits out there. There's some things. You know, anytime American Free Enterprise can get involved with stuff like this, yeah, someone's going to try to make things cheaper and you're going to end up with a more inferior product. But a little bit of research, you can find some good stuff on this. And I think, honestly, the reason the government is dragging its feet on all of this stuff is because the pharmaceutical industries are trying to figure out what in the world are we going to do with this cheap stuff out there in the public that is more effective than many of our expensive drugs. How are we going to control this? What is going to happen to us? And that's what a lot of the government dragging their feet on this is about.
So what specific things do you have that come as a result? What are the results of using this on particular things, treating anxiety that's connected to stress?
Well, it has a calmative effect. It has a calming effect on the central nervous system. And so people who have started using this, who fly off at the handle for something, or they find themselves visibly upset within seconds of some kind of stimulus that comes along that usually upsets them, it doesn't seem to be so intensive anymore. They're much more calm, and it's not affecting their concentration. It doesn't affect their consciousness of what's going on around them. It's just like a perfectly normal calmative that they're taking that helps to slow down their overreactive response to different kinds of stimulus that helps them to get through the day a little bit better. But not just that. It seems to stimulate the healing process inside the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're talking about stuff that has no THC in it.
No, this is hemp and not marijuana, and it's good. We've talked a couple of days last week about multiple sclerosis and that sort of thing, the pain that comes from it. That's one of the benefits of using CBD oil. So check out that. Jack has info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's some info about losing weight that you'll appreciate, mostly because of the results of using Calitrin. The results, you care about the results. The benefit of using Calitrin, which is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. It's not about an operation. It's not about going on a crazy diet. It's about losing weight and keeping it off, guaranteed, or your money back. That's what Calitrin brings to the table, using the protein that's most a part of your body staying healthy, and that's collagen. Stop producing it when you grow into your 30s and 40s. So this is a supplement that recharges your collagen system, helps you burn off fat, lose the weight, and you, for about 4 or 5, maybe 6 months, you should stay on the program. Get to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Check the box for DJV. Special deal is you buy one, get one free. That's the deal. Buy one Calitrin, get one free. Take four of these every night before you go to bed, and the weight will go away. Won't be overnight. It's a slow process, but it works because you keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the box DJV for the best deal.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.